Heck, there's only 8 people out there. As summer session is apparently over for the officials here, as Congress is meeting on field, trying to figure out exactly where this, what's going to take place. So we have a block in the back against Owen Gage.
That
one is declined, as that's at the 45-yard line, and then there is a hold against Owen Gage back at the 43-yard line. So they're going to take 10 yards from the spot of the foul on the hold, and from the 43-yard line, 10 yards from there pushes them back to the 33-yard line, and it's going to be first down in a country mile for Owen Gage.
Yeah, so far Owen Gage dominating this game in the first half. Caseville, no answer, but here is an opportunity now. Owen Gage shooting themselves in the foot, backing themselves way up. Here is a chance before the half for the Eagles to get a stop and get the ball back.
First down marker is picked off by number 8, Andrew Siegfried at the 40-yard line.
Oh, there's an easy penalty.
And we have a late hit by number 25, Dylan Fritz, as he forced him out of bounds and then some. And that's the stop Caseville was looking for, and then a whole bag of chips. Turnover of downs, first turnover for Owen Gage on the night, and with great field position for Caseville, they're going to tack on some extra yards after a great return on the interception.
I couldn't get the sentence out of my mouth fast enough, Clark. Andrew Siegfried picks off the pass. Jake Wright having his way at quarterback with the Bulldogs, throwing it all over the lot when he needs to. This time, he stares down his favorite receiver. Andrew Siegfried comes over to make the coverage. Jake Wright lets it go, and Siegfried makes a great play jumping the route, turning it upfield, and as he was going out of bounds, Dylan Fritz tackles him, and I wouldn't say he initially hit him out of bounds, Clark, but that extra throw about 5 yards deep didn't do him any justice. A personal foul penalty there, and excellent field position now for the home team, the Caseville Eagles.
Tag on 15 yards. That puts him at the 16-yard line of Owen Gage with 6:18 left in the first half. Joe Allison in the shotgun, Cole Simmons to his left. Siegfried wide to the right, and number 30, Shippey, to the left. It's a handoff to Cole Simmons across the 10-yard line and rumbles all the way down to the 7-yard line, brought down by David Binder. He's short of the first down marker by about 2 yards. We're going to say it's an 8-yard gain, 2nd and 2 for the ensuing Eagles.
Rumbles, bumbles, and stumbles, Clark, all the way down for an 8-yard gain. A play that looked like in the backfield. Owen Gage was everywhere, and Cole Simmons, not a small guy to sneak out of there, bulls his way through, turns it into an 8-yard gain, 2nd and short now, maybe 2 yards for the Eagles.
Alice in the shotgun to his left is Simmons. Siegfried wide to the right, Shippey to the left. It's a handoff to Simmons again across the 5-yard line, carries his defenders all the way down to about the 2-yard line. And that is enough for the first down, and then some. It's a 6-7-yard gain brought down by Dylan Fritz. It's a 1st and goal from the 2-yard line for Caseville, knocking on Owen Gage's door.
Well, why wouldn't you? Had a very impressive, powerful run by Cole Simmons, dragging, like Clark said, multiple defenders. It took him to bring him down and short of the goal line, maybe by a yard or so. Can't imagine anybody else's number is called here, Clark. Is now Andrew Siegfried going to go under center with Simmons as your fullback?
Well, I'll just ask Seattle how they think about panning off the ball at the goal line. It's a handoff to Cole Simmons, and they go right up the gut. He gets in about to the 1-yard line. It's a yard gain for the Eagles, and now it's 2nd and goal from the half-yard line with five remaining minutes in this first half.
I think the end of the football is almost touching the goal line. That's how close they are. Andrew Siegfried, now your freshman, going to handle the quarterback duties again. They're going to move Joe Allis in that I formation to running back. Cole Simmons in front of him as the fullback, and you can bet, Clark, another fullback dive here by big number 34.
Pro set in the backfield, Siegfried under center. It's a handoff to Cole Simmons. And Owen Gage sniffs that one out, knew what was coming, stopped him for a yard loss, pushes him back to the 2-yard line. And now this is interesting. It sets up a 3rd down at the 1-yard line, stopped by Derek Harp, number 75. 3rd down, goal to go from the 1.
It was very predictable, Clark, but a play you have to run if you're Caseville. The one guy that's giving you some life in this game on offense has been Cole Simmons. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if they call his number one more time.
Maybe 2 more times.
Well,
if necessary,
yes. But they may try the right side here. It's a little different. Or Siegfried might just push it in.
And that's exactly what they're doing, as there's a scrum right at the end zone.
I think
line.
He got in.
The arms are up. Touchdown, Caseville. Andrew Siegfried dives in from 1 yard out for the 2nd score for Caseville tonight. It's Owen Gage 29, Case Tool in double digits with 14.
Well, when you're that close to the end zone, Clark, your offensive line knows the snap count. So does the quarterback. When you're that close, I like the play call. Snap the ball, push forward, get that ball across the goal line, and that's exactly what happened. Owen Gage has to wait till the ball is moved, and at that point, all it needs is just that half a yard to get into the end zone. Siegfried does a nice job doing that, and looks like they're talking about a two-point conversion play.
It's currently 29-14, a 15-point difference. With a successful two-point conversion, it would be down to 13 and technically two scores, depending on how you want to do it. Just ask Ubley how they feel about two-point conversions, as well as Bannack's.
That's been a struggle for those two teams so far this year.
Going forward, they got one wide each way. Alice on the pass, lofts this one up. He had a man, but overthrew him by about a foot to Siegfried. The two-point conversion, no good. So Caseville scores for the second time tonight. It's Owen Gage 29, Caseville 14, with 3:52 before halftime on the WLEW Sports Network.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
This is Mark Hill at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. When it comes to playing a game, you need a good coach to guide you to victory. Let Thumb National be your guide to financial success. Whether it be a savings or checking account, a CD, an IRA for retirement, a commercial, business, or farm loan, or trust services for your estate, let us show you the winning difference Thumb National can make for you.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Caseville strikes the second time tonight, puts 14 on the board. Owen Gage has 29, and they're receiving at the 32-yard line. That's number 25, Dylan Fritz with it. He rumbles across midfield all the way to the 45-yard line when he is stopped by number 48, Mason Kazefka. And also assisted in there was
Cole Simmons, number 34, of course.
When in doubt, Cole Simmons.
Absolutely.
So it will be Owen Gage ball to start this drive at their Caseville 45-yard line, 45-yard field to work with 3:46 standing between them and halftime. Keeping everyone inside, I formation, as Wright is under center, hands it off to number 34. He lost his footing in the backfield, David Binder. And number 44, Drew Lepick, was there to stop him as well for no gain. Second down, 10 yards to go.
Yeah, the running back went to change directions. The foot come out from underneath him, down to the ground he went. Drew Lepick, the closest defender there to hit him, gets credit for a nice and easy tackle for him. Second down and 10 coming up for the Bulldogs.
In the huddle still, Jake Wright explaining what they're going to do, taking their time now before halftime. Leading by 15 points. At the Caseville 45-yard line. I formation, Wright hands it off to his first option, number 25, Dylan Fritz. And he breaks free of one tackle, and he's finally dragged down at the 30-yard line by number 30, Chance Shippey, out of the secondary. Freshman he is. And moves the chains for the Bulldogs, first and 10 from the Caseville 29.
After that late hit out of bounds, Dylan Fritz running with some authority right now, Clark. There's all Chance Shippey could do to hang on and bring him down, because if he doesn't, he scores a touchdown.
For Owen Gage, they are led by Jake Warak with 9 carries off for 80 yards and David Binder with 62, as this is a handoff right up the middle. For Owen Gage's number 25, Dylan Fritz, yet again brought down by Chance Shippey. Sound like a broken record suddenly. 5-yard gain out to the 25-yard line. 5 yards to go, which is at the 20-yard line, 2.5 before halftime.
Chance Shippey playing a defensive back position, creeping up into that linebacker spot, trying to help slow down this running game of the Bulldogs.
Wright is under center. Behind him is Dylan Fritz, and behind him is number 14, Warak, who gets the pitch to the right, trying to get around that end, and lost his footing at the 20-yard line, but they're going to say he gets the first down by about a yard, a 6-yard gain for Warak, And the Bulldogs moves the chains yet again.
It's the second time on this drive.